Welcome to the Alaska Uncovered podcast with me, your host, Jenny Twing Flaming. I bring you accurate, helpful, and entertaining information about Alaska travel and life in Alaska. My occasional co-host and full-time husband, Jay, and I are committed to keeping the Alaska Uncovered podcast ad-free. To do that, we need your help. If you're enjoying the podcast, we invite you to contribute to our tip jar, which is the first link in the show notes. We are so grateful for our listeners, and we wouldn't be here without you. Thank you, and enjoy the show. Are you wondering if you need travel insurance for Alaska? Or have you never heard of travel insurance? No problem. That's what we're here to talk about today. My guest today is Suzanne Morrow. Suzanne is the CEO of Insure My Trip, a travel insurance comparison website, which I use for my own travel insurance for nearly every trip to Alaska. In case you're worried that this topic is going to be a little bit boring, I want to just tell you that Suzanne is also a retired captain in the U.S. Air Force, and there's nothing boring about that. And today, we are going to cover the important topic of insuring your trip to Alaska, which may not sound super exciting, but trust me, you're going to be really glad that you tuned in for this. I personally consider travel insurance essential for every trip to Alaska, including my own, and I used to live there. So I'm really excited to have this conversation today with Suzanne. Suzanne, welcome to Alaska Uncovered. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me, Jenny. I'm really excited to talk about travel insurance.
Me too. We may be the only two people in the world that find it exciting, but there is nothing to me more exciting than giving people peace of mind for their dream trip and making sure they're protected. So it's really cool. So I have a bunch of questions for you, Suzanne, but for those of you listening, I want to just mention that in this episode, we're talking very specifically about Alaska travel and why travel insurance is so important for Alaska, but most of what we're talking about is also relevant to other types of travel. So Suzanne, could we start with having you briefly explain what travel insurance is?
Sure. So travel insurance is just, I call it peace of mind insurance, because really what you're doing is you're hoping for the best, but you're preparing for the potential worst. So it can provide reimbursement for unexpected issues while traveling and protect your financial investment. The other side of it is the side that people don't like to talk about, which is the what happens if I get ill and need to be evacuated? So, you know, it's like, again, the peace of mind, but what does that really mean?
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about Alaska specifically. So we have talked about some of the things that make travel insurance for Alaska especially important. And definitely people listening who have heard some of my other episodes or have read my emails, things like that, know that I'm a big believer in this. But from your perspective, from a company that helps people get travel insurance, what are some of the things related to Alaska travel, maybe especially compared to other domestic trips, travel for Americans, that make travel insurance so important?
Sure. So travel to Alaska can be just tricky from the perspective of there are a lot of remote areas that people like to travel to. So whenever you're talking about a remote area, even in the United States, Alaska is a very large state. So it could be tricky to get appropriate hospital care, and it can get expensive really fast to even get taken to the closest hospital that can help you. So travel insurance can step in those situations and completely cover that cost. So to me, that's one of the key things. It's very expensive to be medically evacuated out of and around Alaska.
Very, very expensive. I can confirm that from having lived there for many years. Yeah, it's definitely medical costs are a big deal. And sometimes if someone is, say, in a busy cruise ship port, that's actually a pretty small town that may not even have an x-ray machine. You might have to travel by airplane to get an x-ray if you
Exactly.
have a broken arm, right? So something that isn't a huge deal if you're at home can become, like you said, very expensive for sure.
And it becomes expensive fast. And if you don't have, if your health insurance treats that as an out-of-network expense or as something that's not covered. So these are all the reasons why considering at a minimum having some sort of emergency medical and evacuation, I would say is a must if you're traveling to Alaska.
I completely agree with that. And by the way, I will mention that for people who live in smaller communities in Alaska, most people have some type of, it's different from travel insurance, but some type of medical evacuation insurance, because if you live there, you've got these same concerns. And so that is quite common in much of Alaska. Cool. Okay. So, Suzanne, can you talk a little bit more about the medical part and what advice you have for someone who's trying to figure out, okay, what is my own health insurance going to cover on this trip? How much medical insurance do I need? What advice do you have for people trying to figure that out?
Sure. So travel medical plans are actually incredibly inexpensive, and
Yes.
meaning you can get decent coverage for as little as $20. And that includes evacuation typically. So to me, that's almost like, why wouldn't you get it
Yeah,
regardless?
absolutely.
So because once you leave your home state, most plans, unless you have a super amazing health insurance plan, which most of us don't anymore, sadly, you're still going to benefit by having that additional coverage outside of your home state. No, to me, that's the biggest part, right?
Yes. I have to share a quick story with everybody. So Suzanne and I are recording this podcast in the spring of 2024, and about 6 months ago, my husband Jay, who is often a co-host on this podcast, he and I were in Fairbanks for a week, and we used to live there, and I debated about whether or not to get travel insurance because we were, staying. It was a pretty low cost trip. It was a place we used to live. It has a hospital. And, but we did because I am paranoid. And unfortunately, Jay had a concussion while we were there, and he got very good treatment at the local hospital. But there was one point where they were doing a scan of his brain. And they said, there's a possibility that if this certain thing is happening, that you might have to be medevaced to Seattle, which is where we live. People listening to this know that. And I'll just spoiler alert, he did not need that. He was fine. So he was able to just be treated there and recover, and it was fine. So we didn't need our travel insurance, but that medevac would have cost about $25,000. So I'm just sharing that because that's when Suzanne and I are talking about a plane evacuation for medical care, we're talking about tens of thousands of dollars. And I believe that we paid about $80 for our travel insurance for that week-long trip, maybe even less than that. So it was like a complete, that's what we're, that's just an example of kind of what we're talking about.
Absolutely fabulous example. I could, but that's perfect.
And I was immensely grateful that we didn't need to do that for many reasons, but it was really nice for the few hours that that was a possibility to know that we weren't going to be, bankrupted by that. So, okay. That was a little bit of a tangent. All right. So, Suzanne, can you talk a little bit also about trip interruption and trip cancellation? What are those things? What's the difference between them? Who needs that type of coverage?
Absolutely. So when you're talking about cancellation and interruption, you're typically talking about a covered reason. You get sick, someone at home gets sick. So that can cause you to cancel ahead of time. So Let me just back up because when we talk about that, we're talking more about your what we call package or comprehensive plans.
Yep.
What that means is if I buy it today, I'm covered as of 12:01 a.m. Tomorrow, so the 20th.
Yep.
And my coverage is through my trip until I return home. Meaning if I have to cancel before I go, I can get my money back.
Yep.
So that's your non-refundable trip costs that you insure. So you wouldn't want to insure something that you're going to be made whole.
Right.
So trip cancellation means you cancel before you go. Interruption means you're on your trip. Same thing, you get sick, family member gets sick, you have to cancel your trip and leave. You
Yep.
can get the portion of your trip. Typically, it's like it pays at 150%. So you're getting a little bit more.
Yep.
But again, it's your non-refundable trip costs.
Right.
So if those are things that someone is concerned about, any of the things that could go wrong on a trip,
Yeah.
and you have money at stake.
Yep.
So if you had a fully refundable trip, you probably wouldn't really, well, you wouldn't buy trip interruption or cancellation because you're not going to get money back if it's fully refundable.
Yeah. Which makes sense. You don't need to, right? You just get your money back from who you paid it to. No problem. Yeah.
Correct.
Cool.
Correct.
Another thing that is quite common in Alaska around trip interruption that I wanted to mention is things that are canceled because of weather. So especially small plane trips to remote locations. So if you have booked a lodge somewhere and you have to fly in a small plane, and then the weather either means you can't go or you're delayed, then you get your money back for the flight that's canceled. But like if you were going to a remote lodge, the lodge is not going to be refundable. And every remote lodge will tell you to get travel insurance for exactly that reason. I had a client last summer who they were going out to this awesome like lodge, this super cool place near Lake Clark National Park, and they were going to be there for 3 days, and the first day the weather was too bad to fly there. So in addition to missing one night at this fairly expensive place, they also had to get a hotel room at the last minute for that day until they could go the next day. And they had travel insurance, and their travel insurance covered all of it with no problem. They got their money back for the missed night. They got reimbursed for their hotel. It was awesome. So that's another example of like something people don't always think about, because they're like, well, the weather isn't going to be an issue in the summer, but it can be in small plane aviation.
Absolutely. That's another great example of where travel insurance works and why it's important. Like we hope it doesn't, things don't go wrong,
Yeah.
but hope is not a plan.
No. Hope is a good thing to have, but not when it comes to your medical care and your travel costs, for sure. Yeah. And is there anything else, Suzanne, related to kind of specifically trip interruption, trip cancellation, or medical, that you want to mention before we move on?
Well, there are some additional benefits that come with the package plan or comprehensive, whichever you want to call it. So, I personally have started doing like a $0 trip cost. So, if I have no trip costs, but I want some of the flight delay, baggage coverage, some of that, I will actually buy a comprehensive plan, knowing that it's only going to cover me when I depart. So, again,
Right.
things to consider. Each trip is different. We do have licensed reps that you can talk to about your specific situation that will guide you to the right plan for you.
Yep.
Because it may be a package plan versus just a travel medical, because you may want some additional benefits.
Yep.
And it's still relative. I mean, I think I paid $30 for my last trip.
Yep.
Again, have the peace of mind of the medical, but also to have some of the baggage benefits and those sorts of things.
Yes, definitely. So when you say a zero cost trip, are you talking about like if you're using air miles, like you didn't pay for your ticket, something like that?
Right.
Is that what you
So
meant?
100%. So
Okay.
if you buy like a business class ticket that's transferable and you
Got
can
it.
move the dates of your lodge or a resort or wherever you're going, you have no money at risk. So therefore, there's no dollar amount to cover. So a lot of people may think they wouldn't want a package plan, but there are other benefits there that they may actually want based on where they're traveling to.
Yes. Awesome. Cool. Well, we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about cruise insurance, trip insurance in particular. Hi, everyone. Jenny here. I hope you're enjoying this episode so far. If you're listening in real time in April 2024 and you're planning to travel to Alaska this summer, it's not too late. Let me help you make that dream trip come true through one of my planning sessions or even planning the whole thing for you if you'd like more help. Follow the link in the show notes that's just below the tip jar to book a session with me. Want to do it on your own? That's also awesome. Take my free 4-question quiz to get an itinerary suggestion based on your travel style and your personal dreams for your trip. The link to that is in the show notes too. All right, back to the show. Okay, we are back with Suzanne Morrow from Insure My Trip, which is a travel insurance comparison site. And we've been talking about what travel insurance is, what it covers, why it's so important for Alaska travel. So now we're going to pivot a little bit and talk specifically about cruises. Many people, more than half of people who travel to Alaska, do so on a cruise ship. And sometimes people also do a land trip, and sometimes they book it through the cruise line and sometimes they don't. So we're going to talk about that specifically because cruises are also a little bit of a special case. So to start off, Suzanne, I know you're not an expert on what the cruise ships offer for insurance, but just in general, if someone is deciding between getting their travel insurance through the cruise line, which is always an option, versus getting it from a third party, what are the things that people would want to think about or consider in figuring that out?
Well, first and foremost is we do have a whole page that shows the difference between various cruise lines. We took the top cruise lines and we grabbed their benefits and we did a side-by-side comparison with a retail plan versus a cruise plan.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool because a lot of times cruises will give you cruise credit. They don't give you cash. So through their insurance. I think that's the biggest takeaway for me is if you want to take another cruise, great. If you want your money back, don't buy the insurance that they're offering. It tends to be a lot lighter weight, a lot more limited reasons for cancellation. So it's just checking the box in any scenario, you're not going to get the same benefits that you would get buying a retail product.
Yeah. That matches my experience to you. And it's like, if you want to just make sure that you have it and you're going to, you would just use that credit later if you couldn't take this cruise, then it's fine. But I agree with you that if you want to get your actual money back, you want insurance from somewhere else.
The other big one is they don't tend to cover your additional costs like flights. Yeah. Hotel, things that you may want to have as part of your insurance coverage. So you would have to buy a separate policy for those if you were going to buy the cruise lines insurance.
Yeah. Yep. The other thing I would just mention to watch out for, I guess one thing I would say is cruises are 100% non-refundable. So there is no situation in which it's a good idea to take a cruise without any kind of insurance. I mean, can you think of an exception to that, Suzanne? Because I cannot.
I can't, especially in this day and age.
Yeah, I mean, even during the pandemic, people couldn't get... I mean, some people did eventually get their money back. But, like, once you pay a cruise line... The cruises are awesome. I'm not knocking cruises. However, it's super important to have that trip protected even more than others in my experience because of how non-refundable they are.
I would agree with that assessment.
Yeah. The other thing I was going to mention too is that if you're taking a cruise, and this happens a lot with my clients, like they're taking a cruise and they get the vacation protection or travel pr it has different names with different cruise lines, but they get that. But then if you purchase your plane ticket separately from the cruise line, then that isn't going to be covered, obviously, because that's not part of what you booked. So even if you did book through the cruise line, if you then book other things related to the trip separately, you definitely want to have that insured through other travel insurance. Like, if your flight is delayed and you miss your cruise, for example, and you
Yep.
did your own air, they're not that you're even if you have insurance through them, that's not going to be covered. So,
Right. They
yeah.
typically don't have those, what we refer to as inconvenience benefits.
Yes. Ooh, I didn't know that term. I like that. That's a really good one. Yeah. So just watch out for that. And by the way, I'm not saying that you should book your flights through your cruise line. Some
Oh,
people
no.
do, some people don't. There's a lot of different reasons. It depends on where you live and what some of the air programs through cruise lines are better than others, quite frankly. It doesn't really matter how you book it. What's more important is to think about, okay, how am I going to have this insured? So if I miss a flight or my flight is delayed or my luggage doesn't arrive, I'm still going to have what I need or be able to get my money back. Yeah. Cool. Okay. Anything else like specific to cruises, Suzanne, that we should talk about before moving on?
I would say the only other thing to think about is if you do have a pre-existing medical condition and
Yeah.
you're considering cruise line insurance, be very aware of their policy on that specifically before you buy,
Yeah, really
because a
good
lot
advice.
of them don't cover pre-existing conditions.
Yes. Yeah, really good point. Thank you for bringing that up. Okay, can we talk a little bit about timelines, Suzanne? Like when I'm booking my trip, when should I be looking at travel insurance? When should I be buying it? Obviously, I need to buy it before I leave. But like, do I need to buy it the same day that I book things? What if I'm like booking a cruise and then a couple months later I'm booking my flights and then a couple months after that I'm booking some tours or
Sure.
hotels? Like, what's your thoughts about that?
Sure. So if you're looking for just the travel medical and evacuation, you can buy that up to like a day or two before your trip because you're not looking for any, pre-travel coverage. If you want to buy the comprehensive or package plans, it's once you put down the first dollar on your trip, if you're interested in what we call time sensitive benefits, you should look at buying something within the first 10 to 14 days. So that
Yeah.
pre-existing condition waiver, for example.
Yep.
Once you buy it, you can add on. So let's say you book your cruise, you put down a deposit, you buy your travel insurance within those 10 to 14 days, then you book air travel, hotels. You can add to your policy. You can call up and say, hey, I need to add XYZ trip cost. And that's another thing you can't do with cruise line insurance. But with retail product, you can buy what you need up front and then
Yep.
add to the coverage as you go.
Yep.
So it includes those excursions. Any non-refundable trip costs that you add on, you
Yep.
can certainly call up and add to your plan.
Awesome. And then if that changes the cost of your plan, how does, like, if you call to figure that out, and then let's say your plan is now going to cost like $8 more or something, can you just do that online or over the phone, or how does that
Over
work?
the phone. Once you have a policy in place, if you purchased it through us, you would just call us and we would take care of all of that. So yeah. The biggest thing with the like 10 to 14 days is if you want things like the pre-existing medical stuff, but if you also were interested in something like cancel for any reason or interruption for any reason, a less known benefit, but any of those. If there's any interest, then you have to purchase it within that time-sensitive window. Otherwise,
Yeah.
it's no longer available.
Right. And that makes sense if you like book something and then several months go by and you're like, oh, I don't know if I want to do this anymore. Then like that obviously isn't covered if you didn't get it before, obviously.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So the last thing I wanted to like specifically ask you about, Suzanne, is like Ensure My Trip is a site that compares all these different plans from different companies. And then, of course, each of those companies you could go to and buy a plan. Or sometimes people have some travel insurance through perhaps their credit card or something else. How should people decide? Like, what am I trying to ask? So when it comes to a comparison site, how is that helpful as opposed to just going to one of the people that directly provides travel insurance?
Sure, it's about choice.
Yeah.
So I find that when you can take different brands and you can sort the site in different ways, and you can kind of see sort high, low, low, high, and just kind of get an idea of side by side, like what is their medical, what is their trip cancellation, what is their baggage, what are the hour limits, and see that all in a grid comparison. It's compelling.
Yeah.
When you go to, let's say, an individual company, for example, so you people may decide on our site what they want to buy, and we know they go direct to whoever they decide they want to work with. When you're going direct to an insurance company, they typically have low, medium, high. And so you're just choosing between their three different types of plans.
Right.
So you may not have as many options, and there may be things that you go, "Ooh, I didn't even know that was part of what I could buy coverage for," when you
Yeah.
look at a comparison site.
Right.
So, the other thing too is what I like about how we work is you can interact with us in a bunch of different ways, not the least of which is chat. So if
Yeah.
you don't want to talk to someone, you can chat with someone. "I'm looking at this. This is a concern of mine. What should I go look at?" And not have to read certs and other things. I would still recommend reading about what you're buying, but having a representative readily available to kind of assist. So
Yeah.
it's just a different way of being able to buy insurance. It's a complex purchase. And
Yeah.
so the more you can simplify and have people be able to look at it in a bunch of different ways with a bunch of
Yeah.
different products, I think that's a great way to be able to shop and compare.
Yeah, I totally agree. And as a consumer, I find that really helpful as well, because quite frankly, this kind of thing is pretty overwhelming to me. Like, I'm a person in a creative job that, all the administrative tasks of running my business and managing travel and insurance is not easy for me. So I guess one thing I want to say to you listeners is if that describes you, I can do this, you can do this. But also not having to go to a bunch of different sites and, like you were saying, kind of see, oh, like some companies don't offer certain types of insurance or whatever, you can kind of see. And for me, I find it less overwhelming. And I think also being able to call you guys, because I've done that a few times and been like, my husband is like doing this itinerary on this thing, and I'm doing this other thing, and blah. It's really nice to be able to say, like, what do I need in this situation? And have someone be able to tell you who's not like invested in one particular company over another. I find that super helpful also. Yeah. Okay, is there anything else, Suzanne? Maybe a good way to wrap up is to just think about if there is one thing that you wish travelers knew about travel insurance, what would it be? Like, what's the most important
Ooh,
thing?
that it's surprisingly affordable.
Yeah, it
It's
is.
people, I think people think it's an added expense that doesn't have a lot of value.
Yeah.
Early on, when I first started working in this industry, I went to one of our assistance providers, And the first thing that they told me was, when people call us, it's the worst day of their life. They're on vacation, something bad has happened, right? Having the peace of mind that you have that to be able to call and like get help no matter what it is. You lost your identification, you need a prescription, you need this, you need that. That's what assistance companies do. We think about evacuation because that's the big one, but that's not all they do. And so anyway, surprisingly affordable for all that you can access.
That's really true. It's funny because one of my biggest budget tips for Alaska is to have travel insurance. And then people are like, wait a minute, that's an extra expense that's optional. I'm like, yeah, but if you're worrying about money before you even start, like you don't want to be freaking out if you have a broken ankle or there's an emergency at home or your passport gets stolen or whatever.
It's compelling for me too, your information about people that live there having this added evacuation insurance, right? So that to me, just that right there says it all. You need
Because
this.
yes. Nobody wants to be bankrupted by something like this, for sure.
Right.
Well, Suzanne, I am so grateful to you for joining me today and explaining some of these details that are way over my head, but super important. And I just really appreciate you taking the time to explain this to folks.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be able to talk about travel insurance. Geeking out about insurance, you know?
Yes, I do. It's awesome. And for those of you listening, I am going to put the link that Suzanne mentioned where you can compare cruise line travel insurance plans to others. I'll put that in the show notes. And I will also put my affiliate link for Insure My Trip in the show notes. So, an affiliate link is when I or anyone gets a commission for any plans that people purchase. And so I will put that in there. And then you can look on the website and figure out what you need. And I just want to tell you, if you're listening to this in May of 2024 in real time, and you're like, ah, is it too late? It's not too late, especially for the medical stuff. Do it. It's important, and you'll be really glad you did. So thank you so much, Suzanne. And thanks to all of you for listening today.
Thanks, Jenny.